These are the Qayshi Tapes. Uman and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Hey everybody, how you doing? I'm John Hewlett, and it's time for episode 24 of the Qayshi Tapes. My partner is Favaz. You can follow me on Twitter, at STLUman, on Instagram, Johnny Hewlett. And Favaz, where can people find you if they're not happy with something?
Well, if they're not thanks, John. If they're not happy with something, they can find me at Qayshi Guy on Instagram and Twitter, and Facebook, Qayshi95 Favaz. And I had that happen already this week, and it happened. And they sent me an email on Facebook yesterday about something I said on the radio.
Oh.
And all I responded was, thanks, have a nice day.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, I say my partner as if I am the leader of the show here. Almost every interview we've done is an interview you've done. So you should be saying I'm your partner.
I keep asking you to bring...
Yeah,
we're trying to get the A-listers, and I've just... have a lot, you know, like the one that we're going to do today.
Yeah, you have interviewed far more people than I have. And a lot of times my interviews over all these years at the radio station included me with other people.
Right.
So you got a lot of good one-on-ones. And
right
now that's pretty much the focus of the show, our one-on-one interviews.
Right, one-on-ones and just A-listers.
Yeah.
And today's episode is Joe Elliott of Def Leppard. And he's an A-lister. In our minds, and he's going in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I've interviewed him many times. This is not his Hall of Fame video interview that we did, I guess, back in 07, 08 or something. This is from 2003 at the Family Arena, which is a venue that we don't get to do a lot at.
Yes.
And I remember this night.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Yeah, and we do also have an interview of them going into our Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We do. That's it's on the website.
Yeah.
I just don't happen to have it handy here, so.
Yeah.
But we're gonna do this one.
Yeah, let's do this one.
Okay.
So this was 2003. What was going on in your life? Never mind.
Let's. I was gonna be a father for the first time.
Oh wow!
In 2003.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I think at that time of this interview, I knew I was gonna be a daddy.
Yeah.
So here we go.
KC95, Real Rock Radio. That is Black Hole Sun from Soundgarden. It is Favaz. We are live at the Family Arena for tonight's Def Leppard show. And standing next to me is truly one of the greatest singers of rock, frontman of rock and roll. No doubt about it. And he's looking at me like, yeah, right, but it's the truth. Joe Elliott, how are you, Def Leppard?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm having a good time.
All right. I was just thinking, coming down today, the first time I saw Def Leppard was like in 1979 when you opened for the Scorpions and Ted Nugent.
1980.
That was 1980?
Yeah, 1980. Summer of 1980, yeah.
Have these years just blown you by, man?
Yeah, it's 23.
1980.
Hey, but that show, I remember that show distinctly. I remember where I was sitting. I was sitting on the floor, and it was Def Leppard, the Scorpions, and Ted Nugent. What a classic rock bill.
Yeah.
And that's right when, Def Leppard was, starting out. High and Dry might have been released. I'm not sure. But, man, I just remember them. I didn't know much about them then. I could tell they were young, and they were fucking good, man.
Yeah, I know. The same here. I remember we first time we played them, I remember Hello America, I believe, was the very first song Qayshi ever played by Def Leppard.
Yeah.
And there's another song on that album that was Hello America. And then there was, I might have to look it
Wasted.
Up.
Wasted. Wasted was a tune that we played.
That's not the one I'm thinking of right now, though. It'll hit me.
All right.
3 years ago, and it's like, it doesn't appear that long ago. It's like 23 months ago. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. You know,
it's weird.
And certainly Def Leppard has one of the better behind the musics on VH1. You had to be... Were you happy with the way that came out?
I've never seen a bad one. I mean, even the Partridge Family one's interesting. I mean, they are, because they're all actually told by the people. It's not some overdubbed vocal by some guy that's got an opinion. It's from the band. So you either believe them or you don't. And, hopefully they're all telling the truth. I mean, we certainly were.
Rock Brigade,
great song.
Yeah, it was the other one. Yeah. And Wasted, too, was on that album.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is interesting. I like Skinheads a lot because they really went through it bad. But there is a little, us and Skinhead and one or two other bands, say even Fleetwood Mac, there is something behind the music. There is actually, tragedies and triumphs and something that gives the music that extra bit of bite because of, traumatic circumstances or experiences that a band's been through, and we certainly had a few,
Yeah, just a few. Mm. How did you get through it, man? I mean, what was the glue?
The glue was the rest of the guys. I mean, we're all still mates with each other. We're still friends, and you you kind of circle up the wagons when things like that, and you become very protective of each other, and it just bonds you. You know, we've gone through stuff in 20 years that most people wouldn't go through in a lifetime.
You're true.
Yeah.
No death. Doubt. You know, almost a fatal car wreck for the drummer, Rick Allen. Mm-hmm. You know, he lost his arm, but the death of Steve Clark. Those are two huge things.
Yeah, right, absolutely. There. Yeah, they have stuck together, man. And for all these years, and now going in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I mean, they were kids when they started, too, man. They were, mm-hmm.
They were 18, like 19 years old.
Yeah, like child prodigies back then.
Right. You know, you learn from it. You really do.
So Def Leppard's latest record, and when I'm on the air, at first I was saying X, and then I was saying 10, and then...
that was the whole idea.
I know it was, and I remember playing a soundbite from you. So will you just tell everybody now, because they'll call up and go, hey, man, it's not X, it's 10. Hey, man, it's not 10, it's X.
Well, it's actually, this is the story, right? It's our 10th album, so the idea was to call it 10, but we didn't want to use T-E-N anywhere on the artwork, so we thought we'd go with a Roman numeral. So we had this really funky, clever artwork done by a guy that actually lives in St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's
and
that?
Todd Perry. Huh. And he did this really great artwork, and then right at the last minute, we decided we wanted to keep it a bit more simple, so we just ended up getting this splish splosh X done, which looked less like a Roman numeral. So the X, the 10 became X, and I got voted down 4-1.
Oh, you did?
So, jokingly, it's whatever you want to call it, but, you know, it's 10, it's to represent the 10th album, but we call it the X album. You know?
Right.
So a St. Louisan came up with that
design? Yeah, apparently. How about that?
He said Todd Perry.
Yeah, don't know the guy.
Why does that name sound familiar?
It does
to
sound
me?
Familiar.
Like somebody, I believe there's a guy named Todd Perry who runs the... Albert Pujols Foundation. I wonder if...
You never could be him.
You never know.
So Def Leppard in St. Charles tonight is a venue that you have yet to play. You've played what used to be the arena. It's tore down now in St. Louis and all those great...
Yeah.
All those great shows.
That's what's called progress, apparently.
Yeah, I guess. but all those great shows of the Round, those were fun days.
Yeah, the Round is great. You know, it really is. It's very demanding. And it's also extremely expensive. And it was a total... Playing in the Round is like eating chocolate cake. It's great, but if you do it too much, you get sick of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like just standard fish and chips, which I can eat every day. You know, so playing at one end is much more standard and also much more acceptable. I mean, everybody from Elvis Costello to Tom Waits to Van Halen play in the Round.
Right.
Play at one end, I beg your pardon. And to play in the Round is great, and it's a spectacle, but if you did it every tour, it wouldn't be a spectacle anymore.
Right.
It would become
true.
Normal and be like, okay, I've seen enough of this. So then, you know, and also the 90s coming along and everything getting very introspective, we decided it was time to let people hear us for what we're actually performing, not the way that we're performing it. So we wanted to put the emphasis back onto the song and the performance rather than the Star Wars aspect of it all, you know.
I see. Joe Elliott.
If you remember James Hetfield from Metallica when we did that, these weeks were run together. Was that the week before or or last week or whatever? He was talking about playing the Round, and once you go there, it's hard to go back.
Yeah.
You know, he loved it.
Yeah.
You know, they all love it.
Yeah, although Eddie Money has some bad memories of playing the Round here in St. Louis.
Yes, he does. Well, that was a little different Round.
Yeah, that was Westport Playhouse Round, and I threw our birthday cake in the middle of our birthday celebration in one of our coworkers' faces, and icing went all over the stage. And we laughed, and we left the stage, blah, 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 blah. Well, Eddie Money comes out on the stage, and he has to perform. Well, 15 years later, I'm at Busch Stadium, and there's a guy screen behind home plate as I'm on the field waiting to do my field ceremonies. He goes, hey, anybody sing the national anthem today? I said, oh, my God, that's Eddie Money. And I said, well, hold on, Eddie, let me check with my boss. We can get you out here on the field and sing the national anthem. I go tell my boss. He says, that better be Eddie Money or you're going to be fired. I said, I guarantee you that's Eddie Money. We bring Eddie Money out before he sings the anthem. Eddie Money and I are just doing a little small talk. I say, I work for KC95. You did our, about 10 years ago, you did our birthday party concert in the Round there at the Westport Playhouse, and that was a night we were having fun on stage, and I threw a cake in one of my coworkers' faces, and he goes, "You're the asshole that did that. I almost broke my neck on that damn icing, slipping and sliding all over that damn stage." I said, "Oh, Eddie, here, it's time to sing."
That's funny.
I gave him the microphone. He sang the anthem, and I never talked to him
again. Wait a minute. First of all, how did he do on the anthem?
He did good.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did pretty well. Yeah. Hmm. That was back when he could still sing.
Right.
Instead of like now, he just talks.
He's 70 years old today, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, Eddie Money.
Coincidence.
Yeah.
Damn.
Def Leppard is my guest, and obviously you're still touring with this record. Have you thought about what's going to happen next year for Def Leppard?
Next year will be a new album. I mean, this tour, we started promoing this album on the 29th of June in Kansas last year.
Right.
And the tour proper started November in Japan, and it's going to end about November.
Def Leppard is one of those bands that have played everywhere.
Yes, all around
every
the world.
Every state, every city, every size city.
Every country.
They, amazing.
Yes, they are.
Somewhere in Europe, possibly Russia, actually. We're going to be out in the States.
Were you there before?
No.
Wow,
no.
Cool.
No. We're going to be out in the States till about the 18th of September.
Wow.
So we're here for a long time. I mean, we love touring the States. So, I mean, you know, if we're getting asked to go somewhere, we just jump on the bus and go.
Are you still living in Britain? Or
I live in Ireland.
You live in Ireland?
I've lived there for 19 years.
Wow.
Three of the guys are in California and Sav's in England.
I see.
Now, think about that. How does that work? You're in this band.
Right.
He lives in Ireland. One lives in England, and the three other guys live in California.
Rehearsals are a bitch.
I'll tell you.
We said that before, that these bands, it's amazing. They must get together before they go out on tour and extensively rehearse somewhere.
Well, they're always
I bet it's in California.
They're always on tour. So when they say they live in these certain areas, too, that's kind of like probably not the correct way to put it, because
they're
probably never home.
Right.
So, yeah, we do that, and then we got about a month off, and then we start in Britain, do our second British tour in October, which takes us through into, hopefully, Europe and like I said, you know, Moscow and St. Petersburg, I think.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It'd be different. The architecture, from what I've seen off the Discovery Channel, is pretty cool.
Plus, if you come from England, you know, the food in England is terrible. So you're going to want to travel the world because there's so much great food in the world. So that's probably the reason why they love eating, and most of us do, that's probably why they still travel, so they don't have to go back to England and eat the crappy food.
But did you hear him? He was saying that he was looking forward to being in Russia for the first time. So Moscow, St. Petersburg. And so I don't know what
terrible.
He likes a good bowl of borscht.
Yeah, I had that borscht. It was almost like the equivalent of eating a soup cooked up in dishwashing liquid.
All right, Joe Elliott of Def Leppard, certainly you come out tonight, you're going to see one of the better rock and roll shows you guys always deliver. Joe, good luck tonight, and thanks
My
for
pleasure.
Talking to us.
Anytime. Thanks.
All right, we're going to do a song now that they just absolutely ripped on.
Yeah, that was
That's
a quick one. That was live on the air, by the way. That one was not like recorded or anything. You know, but sitting there listening to him made me think of one. I've met them many times. I had my son with me, who was about 3 or 4 years old, and his name is Kieran. He saw my tattoo on my right forearm, Joe Elliott did, and he's just like, Kieran, that's my best mate's name.
I'll be darned.
And I was like, really? And the guy was there. He was like the tour manager or, you know, the cook or whatever. I mean, he had been with them forever. And it was just funny that he said that. Also, Joe Elliott said that the first time he was ever in St. Louis, he had sex under the arch.
What?
How about that? That's rock and roll, baby.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
Man, oh man.
Yep.
How did no details? Just
no. He just because I asked him in that interview, what do you think of when I say St. Louis? He goes, I think of the arch. You know, and he goes, I think of having sex under the arch. And I was like, wow. I salute you for that. Right.
Wait a minute. Did he just think? Think about having sex under the arch?
No. He said he did.
Actually,
he said it was the first time he was in St. Louis. So,
well, St. Louis woman or man?
Did not say. Yeah. Did not say. I would think it was a St. Louis woman. I bet you it was a groupie. I don't know. Do you remember the time that Def Leppard was going to play us in soccer? And
yes. Yeah. What happened? It didn't come off.
It didn't come off because their plane. If you remember, they were, and I forgot what it's called, but it dropped like 10,000 feet. So everything went up, you know, everything that wasn't tied down went up in the air. Right. And it scared the shit out of them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, not that they were going to crash or anything, but I mean, I say 10,000 feet, it might have been less than that. But it dropped and they all freaked out and they didn't want to do anything afterwards. Hmm. I'm pretty sure that was the reason. But we were going to play them at the soccer park in Fenton.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things.
Wow, I'll be darned. Yeah,
Do you remember that? Were you going to play?
Yeah, I remember talking about it. I remember us talking about it, but I don't remember it ever happening. So
no, it didn't happen.
What year was that about?
I don't know, but I think we had shirts made up in the whole bit. It would have been fun because they're huge footballers, right, as they say over in, you know, England. They're from, right, Sheffield, and you know, and it would've been fun.
And he sings. He does tribute. He's sung for tribute bands too, doesn't he? Or something like that. I don't know. I thought that.
No, I mean, I don't know. I know he's a big Mott the Hoople fan. I'm really excited for them to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think they deserve it. And, you know, he even said that, you know, when this thing came around a few years ago where the fans can vote a band in, because that's what happened. They received the fan vote. And never in the history of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I don't know how many years they've been doing the fan vote, if you get the fan vote, you're in.
Yeah.
So it was him and it was them and Stevie Nicks were the two top vote getters, and they're both going in.
Now, the last time I saw them was at the Family Arena, and
maybe it was this tour. Was it this tour that I was just talking about?
No, it wasn't after quite that. Yeah, it was maybe about 6 years ago or so, 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the show was pretty good, but they kind of lost me when they decided to all sit around on their travel cases.
And do an acoustic set?
On the extended stage and did an acoustic set.
Yeah.
And just
you don't want to see that from them.
No, you really don't.
You know, I just think I've seen them, and I've been out at the amphitheater for their last few shows, their outdoor shows, broadcasting beforehand and stuff like that. And they still sound good, man. Their guitars, you know, you got to have that same, you know, Def Leppard tone, if you will. And even, you know, their vocals. I mean, all of them singing together, Phil Collins. Rick Savage singing, they still sound good.
How about that dude? He keeps himself in shape, or just natural? Is it just natural? Who knows?
Yeah,
I think he works out. I think I remember him saying he does work out.
And he produced the new Tesla record that just came out long ago. And Tesla is super tight with Def Leppard because they supported them back early in the day. They opened for Def Leppard. Now they have opened for Def Leppard for the last few years on their big summertime tour. I guess it wasn't last year, but anyway, yeah. So.
Another thing that stands out to me from that Def Leppard show at the Family Arena was the music that was playing before they came out on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Was The Who, Baba O'Reilly, and it's a big finish, you know, the dramatic crescendo finish to the song. Yeah, and the stage explodes, and they come out, and they start with a song nobody ever heard before. And I'm like, really?
Was it a new song?
Yeah, it was a new song for the time.
God.
And it was like, anticlimactic, dude. Yeah. You should hit with something big right then. And these are people in show business who you think would know that stuff.
Right.
You want to hit them hard right there, especially coming out of that. But, that stands out, too.
The first time, I guess the second time I saw them was the Pyromania tour when they were just peaking. I mean, it was at the arena, and they were headlining. And I bought a concert shirt, and it was a Def Leppard concert shirt, sleeveless.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Union Jack, the flag of the UK, because Joe Elliott used to wear that kind of shirt all the time. So I started selling it. And I kept that shirt forever until I just couldn't squeeze into it anymore.
Yeah.
I still may have it. I don't know. I would never put it on. But
I remember when that album came out with Photograph on it and the big
Pyromania.
Yeah, Pyromania. Huge, huge hit. And I was working with a young lady on the air at that time in the morning. I just started working mornings. Mark Close had left, and she took over. Ashley Knight was her name.
Yeah.
And I was excited about this new Def Leppard song. And I said, don't you think it's fantastic? And she goes, it has no social value whatsoever. I said, okay.
Hey, thanks for that. No social value. Do any songs have any social value?
I guess. Really, but I guess she wasn't a Def Leppard fan. Nice lady, though. And went on to become a teacher, I think, and maybe a professor at a college or something like that.
Hmm. Good for her.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right. Episode 24. There you have it. Joe Elliott of Def Leppard.
Hey, you can follow me on Twitter if you care to, or on Instagram. On Twitter, I am at STLUMan. On Instagram, I am at Johnny Hewlett.
Yeah.
Not at.
It's just Johnny Hewlett.
Just Johnny Hewlett. Yeah. And you.
And me, Casey Guy, Instagram, Twitter, Casey95 Favaz, Facebook.
All right.
Okay. Adios.
Adios, my friend. You're my friend.
Thank you.
You're his.
I am. Terrible. I am your friend.
Terrible.
All right.
The Casey Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of Casey, go to Casey95.com or the Casey mobile app.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.